So for bacteria then, which are our main ones, these guys then can take in other organic matter as the carbon source. They'll then build up their own cellular matter, and so they're heterotrophs rather than autotrophs. The energy that they use is obtained by breaking down this organic matter, so they're therefore chemotrophs rather than lithotrophs. They carry out respiration. They'll use oxygen. The organic molecule that is providing the electrons indicates these ones are organotrophs. And the fact that they're using oxygen, but in the case of many of the bacteria, they're also able to work anaerobically, means that typically they're facultative anaerobes. But if they're only able to use oxygen, then they're simply aerobes. So that's sort of a breakdown on how we might classify bacteria as anaerobes.